Well, hold on.
Since we're watching the news, and we always have opinions on what goes on in the world around us. Normally, I don't. I used to be afraid to share my opinion, but not anymore. It's like having another child in the house.
It's too good to pass up on. Okay.
The whole San Bernardino thing.
Okay, to make a long story short, they're always after our guns. And why is it that over 24 people report that there's 3 gunmen? 3. And they're all saying the same thing. Now all of a sudden it's just a husband and wife team.
Wait a minute. Why did the news say they had someone in custody last night?
Because they said they did. Because they probably did. And for some reason, and that was the person that rolled out of the car, out of the driver's seat, just up and, oh, I give up. Now all of a sudden he disappears into the crowd of police and federal marshals and politicians. This person just disappears. He doesn't exist.
That we know.
After 24 people or more say, well, we saw 3 gunmen run out of the building after shooting and climb in an SUV and take off. Why would they know it was a black SUV unless people saw them get in it? Okay, and then, on top of it, why would you attack a developmentally disabled facility to tell the whole world that Americans are not safe anywhere? Those people had nothing to fear from any violent crime. Period.
Yeah, because it's
the safest place in the world. And yet it's attacked. Yeah, it should be.
Because I think humanity has a thing for developmentally where they're harmless, so you just leave them alone.
Yeah, well, whole America feels that way.
And there's no money in those facilities.
There's no political statement to be made except for the fact that you are not safe anywhere.
So,
sitting on your commode, you are not safe.
This is true, if it's the government or if it is the, what is it, is it jihad or is it ISIS that they're saying that they...
The ISIS, the Islam, the radicalized Islam.
See, and then that's where people get confused because not all...
Islamic people are terrorists.
Correct.
They don't believe in it any more than Christians do.
Correct, but the radicalized one is an offshoot because they don't believe the main. So they go, okay, well, we're going to deviate and make our own. And this is what they do. So then people in general would say, ah, you look like that. You're one of them. You're a terrorist. And it's off the subject, but somebody at work said to me about one of the students, her dad is black and her mom is Mexican. And I said, are you sure she's Mexican or are you assuming because she looks like me that she's Mexican? And my coworker just stood there like,
I don't know.
Then you cannot assume she's Mexican. She could be Guatemalan. She could be Honduran. She could be
Puerto Rican.
Yeah, she could be anything. But just because she looks like me or similar, then you're going to generalize that, oh, she's Mexican. No. It goes to show
how the mentality is of people.
Yeah.
Running in wolf packs.
Well, and here's the thing, is now the news is saying that there's a hidden terror that Americans, these terrorists, home terrorists, are homegrown. They're born here.
Yeah, and twisted.
And twisted. And what did you say about how to get...
How do you get America mad enough to do something? or how do you get them to do something when they don't want to? You get them angry. And why is it that this third person disappeared into the crowd?
So if gun control is a big issue, and it is, and it's all, you know, going on about mental health, and now they're saying, well, if you can't, you know, board an aircraft to come into our country, then you shouldn't be able to get a gun. Well, how do you do that in the States? You're already born. How do you control the gun? So now they want new laws.
They don't need new laws. They need to enforce the ones they have. They've had those laws in effect that they're crying about already. In effect for a long time. They haven't enforced them. The state of Illinois, just the last few years, has started enforcing the Brady Bill, which was you had to have a 3-day waiting period to buy a handgun. Okay, they never really enforced that up until now. The other part of the equation was you couldn't buy a handgun in another state without sending it to a federal firearms, licensed firearms dealer in this state.
So if you bought something...
Say if I bought a handgun in Minnesota, I would have to send it to a gun dealer
here
in Illinois.
Oh, okay.
To be able to purchase it so that I could fill out all the paperwork. I couldn't just buy it up there and bring it home.
Oh, you mean like somebody that was related to me had another person buy one across the state line and bring it back?
So you have to have... That's part of the Brady Bill.
Well, that was in the 70s when that happened.
Well, actually, it was 1982.
No,
I think,
the 70s. I'm talking about when that person... Well, he just started... had to have been the late 70s.
Oh, you're talking about instance. Anyway, why is it... I honestly believe that this third person that disappeared led the attack in this facility and then disappeared because it was a publicly or politically motivated attack. And I honestly believe it was a conspiracy theory. Yes, I do.
I'm sorry, I do too. There are some things that you just know
aren't right in your soul.
And when all the news said, there's three people, there's three gunmen, they ran off in a black SUV, and we have one in custody.
And now all of a sudden, no.
And then you don't hear anything more about it.
There's only two.
And they're dead.
Yeah, and they're dead. How, they can't talk. They can't tell you the story, they can't tell you
And they died in a shootout.
Uh-huh. Are you sure they had a chance to shoot back?
And then I'm wondering, too, you know, because they showed all the vehicle. Was that their vehicle or was it the cop's vehicle? Because didn't they shoot the one guy in the husband in the driveway or something? I thought I saw. And that's just it. There was so much going on yesterday.
There's so much chatter.
That it was, you know, it was repetitive. And you hear it. But the things that stuck out in my head was... We have one in custody, and there's two still yet to go. So why would the news say we have someone in custody? Where did they get that information from?
And they said that they got it from witnesses that said that there was three people in the building.
No, but what I'm saying is what police officer, what liaison went from we have someone in custody
to no one in custody. We're still working on the two. Yeah. Good question. Because
nobody,
they said that the one, when the vehicle was pulled over, got out of the driver's seat or got out of the vehicle immediately and was arrested on the spot.
Yeah.
And was arrested on the spot. I say it again. They climbed out of the car and was arrested on the spot.
So.
And then the other two fought it out with them. Then they go to, well, the other one got away. We're still looking for the third person. One person is dead in the vehicle, and we think the other one we're not sure of.
But
we're
yet
not
they're
sure of, really?
But yeah. But yet they're husband and wife.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden, no, it was just the two of them. Where did third suspect go?
My thing is, why would you say that? On TV. Why would you say that in the news? If the
and they kept the, saying that
because,
one cop was injured, and now all of a sudden, no, he wasn't.
Yeah, there was one or two that had been injured in the shootout.
and that means you'd have to account for a bullet